Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This college basketball picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. For boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet 100, get 100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. State restrictions apply.
Hey, this is John Sally, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Sean, before we got on the air, we were talking about music, four things. I feel like Colby and I need some music here. Just the two of us, two Ooh. Men in a box.
Just the two of us Ooh. Joining us, as always.
Land down under.
Talking college basketball recently. Got out of YouTube jail. Kobe Dan, aka the Dantabase.
Free at last. Free at last. Lord have mercy. I'm free at last, guys.
That might be problematic, but Colby, what was you when the show was going live right before the pre-rolls? You just said to yourself, maybe us. You're like, they listened to me. What were you talking about? I gotta know now.
The computers are listening to us.
The computers.
We were watching the Niners Bengals 88 Super Bowl, yes. And I was talking about all the injuries.
Yeah.
And then I had the tweets recommended to me that were saying which players have had their NFL careers ruined by injury that would have been great players. And they're listening to us, Sean. They're listening to us, man.
All right.
First the algorithms all, hacked yeah. the database.
Nothing in this studio is listening unless it's that fucking computer. Are you bringing shit? We had an incident in the studio recently where we think maybe a hack using old fashioned methods known as sneaker net guy walked into the office, maybe contaminated Colby's laptop. That's what we're learning. I mean, if there's going to be a weak point to our cybersecurity, it's definitely it's Colby, right?
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
That deep database of images that you store, yeah, all these true. Binary files.
That's Colby's true. Desktop looks like that that pinup board from Charlie and Always Sunny with all those images and all the yarn connecting. It really looks like he's trying to solve it's a true. Crime.
What it's are true. We gonna do?
I can't
with
look
this?
At his desktop. Yeah. It gives me incredible anxiety. Oh, we're live on YouTube. Chad is alive and well. ZD Mills, of course, a legend who took down the free roll football contest. Always fresh, never soggy. Checking in, LFG boys. Hopefully, you get the weekend started right. Cereal's birthday tomorrow. Shout out to Cereal, one of the good ones when it comes to being a Cowboys fan.
What's your top cereal, Sean?
Oh, you know which cereal peanut butter Cap'n Crunch always has a soft spot in my heart.
Oh, yeah, that's like a dessert though.
Yeah, right? Again, it's not an everyday cereal, but those, I don't know if you ever had those. They were called O's, and they were like circles, and then they had like a little honey and nut in
the
middle.
I think I know what you're talking
Very
about.
Very delicious.
I don't know that I ever had those though, man. I'm a life guy.
Life?
Like
life?
A bowl of life, and then I go win it
Cinnamon
life.
Life?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You?
Kramer probably doesn't eat
life.
You don't, oatmeal. Fuck with life?
Well, first of all, you know I'm a Cheerio guy. All right, grew up with hippies.
Questionable,
so,
questionable.
So, wow,
granola.
Not even Honey Nut Cheerios, because those are those are decent.
What do you need all those processed sugars?
Come on, what do you need all that sugar for? Grape nuts. That's a great, great. Dude, it goes well really, with yogurt.
This goes right with grape the soy. Nuts. I see that.
Were you worried about you worried about your prostate at age 14?
It started with grape fiber. Nuts, then it ended with soy.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to dance on your prostate grave, but yeah, maybe I was.
Here we go. We're talking college basketball. You're looking to bet on some college basketball or bet on the National Football League. You can do it all over at winbet14podcast.com/winbet. Bet big, win bigger. Head over there. Get the, Bet 100, get 100. Easy money there. State restrictions apply. Spin that parlay wheel. Again, all you got to do is bet a parlay. Easy. And then spin the wheel. Even easier. And of course, whoever hits the biggest parlay of the week, $1,000 free bet from WinBet. Bet big, win bigger. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older. And present in the state where playthrough window is available. If you're 70 years of gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Did you also do Metamucil for cereal?
I mean, if you're eating grape nuts, you don't need any additional supplements at that point.
Oh yeah, you got yourself covered.
And by the way, I mean, what are you bragging about having
life, baby?
You bragging about irregular bowel movements? Is that what's going on over here?
I'm just saying I'm winning at life when I scarf down a bowl of life.
I ate a fucking burrito with so much spinach in it earlier. It would fuck your mind up. I'm gonna feel great tonight. I got a long drive tomorrow morning.
Woo, it's smoking my weed.
What does that have to do with anything? Talking about eating greens.
Talking about your spinach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But real greens.
We had an amazing last week's episode. Amazing. Kramer 8-3-1.
Thank you.
Double lock. Sean 8-3-1. Double lock. Colby, nice guy. 5-6-1. One lock, one push.
Can we talk
5-0-1 on the locks?
Nice job, guys.
Can we talk about Drake blowing a 24-point lead? I mean, come on. Even North Carolina, the guy, even though, I mean, you could argue against the other side too, but
tough times for the Discord. Discord 1-3. Colby now lock percentage still holding strong at 64%. I'm at 58%. Kramer's at 54%. AKA we're all professional bettors, right?
Yeah,
here.
But the thing that we really should point out, Sean, is that much like in a normal season, we are rounding into form. And if you look at our last five episodes, that's 10 locks.
Yes.
70% for me.
Yes.
60% for you, 70% or
60
something percent for Colby. I mean, we're
even just look at the last two episodes. We have only gotten one lock wrong.
It's why? Because we're having a little bit more time.
10-0-1 on our locks last two episodes. 10-0-1. We're sorry, 10-1-1.
Are you sure Vegas is ready for us come March?
No.
Oh man, we're gonna fuck Vegas up.
It sounds like
apologies are ready to win bets.
Sounds like there's gonna be a decent contingent of SGPN folks out there. So
we should get them all grape nuts.
Listen, if you want to try to go to grape nuts are great. If you put grape nuts in some yogurt with some fruit.
What the fuck? Your childhood is weird, man.
I mean, listen, it's a lifestyle, Colby. Full blown hippies. And I, you know, again, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, it's all banana. That's all fucking good. And you would love it. But
you don't put it with the cereal. You just go pick some fucking strawberries, right?
No, dude. All right, let's just talk about these basketball games. Charles Barkley would agree with me. Speaking of Auburn, we're heading to Morgantown, West Virginia, for the Mountaineers to take on the Tigers.
Charles Barkley would have loved Morgantown. Not sure he ever made it, but I feel like you know, prime.
They
you
say know. For it not being a coastal city, the view is very nice. Lots of hills to keep everyone in shape. Auburn catching 4 points here. I don't know if Chuck would have liked the hills.
Yeah, I mean, but when he was on the Sixers, I feel like maybe he did a little vacation getaway to Morgantown because it seems like his type of town.
I'll tell you, the craziest party I've ever encountered in my life was in Morgantown, West Virginia. Rugby tournament called the Chicken Tournament ended with a field party where there were U-Hauls stacked filled with kegs.
As
a fucking freshman in college, heaven on earth. Remember, here in Morgantown,
we had Frank Rakowski on the show, and he was talking about Charles Barkley throwing a guy through a window, right?
I mean, he's seen some Milwaukee. Shit. Anyway, yeah. So in this one, we're seeing early money coming in on West Virginia. So obviously we're doing this show pretty early. These are all actual openers, and Sean, I would imagine Colby will tell us that West Virginia here, even at noon, will be lit.
Oh yeah, dude, come on. Morgantown is one of those places. Doesn't fucking matter.
And West Virginia does not have a conference win. Good news. This is not a conference game.
No,
they're 2-6.
Got a couple. Yeah, you're thinking of Texas Tech.
I'm thinking of Texas Tech. I'm sorry. Still good news. It's not a conference game.
Auburn turns it over a bunch. 19.3% of their possessions, they're turning it over. To your point, West Virginia's second largest home court advantage, according to KenPom. Quad one wins. West Virginia 4-8 only. That's kind of troubling. What is it about West Virginia?
Oh, it's all their conference
games. Well, yeah, 1-5 on Saturdays. That's a little. A little weird, but West Virginia 161-40 in non-conference regular season games under the Huggy Bear himself, 10-2 this season. It seems like play them when they're at a conference, fade them when they're fade them when they're in conference, play them when they're at a conference.
Precisely.
Colby, is it that simple?
Yes.
But I think they're turning a corner too. They fired a longtime assistant.
Uh-oh.
And I think the team woke up a little bit. I'm all over Dub V here. This place is gonna be bonkers.
Bring
your toothbrush in this one. Yeah,
that's for which one? The Auburn folks or the West?
For both. Dual.
Can
you get a dual?
It's like one of those, the lightsaber on both sides.
Darth Maul style.
Darth Maul style. Do we have any inside Iggy on the West Virginia firing?
No, Mac. I know Mac wasn't fond of it because that's a friend, but. I don't know. I mean, they have a new athletic director from North Texas coming in. Maybe that had something to do with it.
City slicker coming in,
but yeah,
his belt buckle.
Yeah, but I feel like, guys, we need to go to Morgantown one of these times.
Oh,
come on. We either got to go to the backyard, bro.
You have been.
Oh, okay. I got pepper sprayed. I got pepper sprayed in Morgantown.
We've talked about this. We've both been
standard. That's standard trip to Morgantown. If you haven't been to pepper sprayed in Morgantown, you're not doing
something
right. Honestly,
reach out if you've been pepper sprayed in Morgantown.
Yeah.
Maybe that feels like a t-shirt, Colby.
I like
t-shirt
that
idea. All right, so we're all on West Virginia. Is that accurate?
Discord
we're
first the play Discord, Auburn.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, maybe they show up.
I like the early start too for them. Actually, I think because against Auburn, I think it helps.
What would the line be on Bruce Pearl against Bob Huggins in Octagon? Oh,
Bruce Pearl's gotten fat. I think I would imagine.
Prime. Bob Huggins has the heart of a champion.
Again,
I'm not fading him.
If you're walking the hills of Morgantown,
I mean, he doesn't seem like he's going to go out easy.
Yeah,
and he's a friend of the program. I'm assuming we'll be having him on as a guest the second he retires. Xavier heads to Creighton. Michael Creighton. Omaha, Nebraska. We're the home team.
We're laying to four. Jurassic Park.
Xavier's back officially. Love Xavier. Hoping they have some magic for March.
Nice win over UConn. They were shooting lights out, 10-for-20
Sule
from behind the arc. They're shooting 40% this season, which is kind of crazy. I mean, it's really and it seems like maybe a mini letdown spot for Xavier after the nice win over UConn. Now you got to go play in Nebraska. It's always
UConn sucks now.
It's that tough trip, man. Though, it's that tough trip that it's like we're going to Omaha. This is the Big East. What, you know?
I mean, yeah. Oh, it certainly is the strange. Like we always call West Virginia the strange trip in football season for the Big 12. You got to head east and you're up.
Xavier's offense has just been insane. Fourth in the country in the three ball. Can it continue? It might be able to, cause Xavier can't defend the three, a 299th in the nation defending the three ball.
And your letdown spot angle, I guess my rebuttal will be they've now beaten UConn twice. So Xavier has two wins versus UConn in the past couple weeks. The same amount of wins that UConn has versus everyone else.
I'm going to take Xavier. I know that I just kind of laid out a case of why it's tough to go in there and get a win, but maybe they don't get the win. Maybe they just get the cover. I mean, they're just shooting the ball so well. It's hard not to like them as a dog.
I'm on Crichton, Michael Crichton. Getting Ryan Cockbrenner back was huge. Ever since they got him back, really 3-0 and really, I would say like they came into the season with like top 10 hype. When they're healthy, they're very good, especially in Omaha. That's when they're really nasty. So I'm going to lay the four in.
It's a long trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kramer, what's your lot of hemming and hawing over there?
I'm just a Xavier guy. I know they're a much better home team and I love taking them at home, but I'm a sucker for Sean Miller. Give me the Musketeers, Sean.
They get it done. I'm with you. Let's go Xavier.
And we're fading Colby. Both places strong that systems. Have been good systems for us lately. Staying in this part of the country, I assume Nebraska and Oklahoma are next to each other. Norman, Oklahoma, where the Sooners SEC Big 12 challenge going to be lit all day. Alabama laying 5.5 in Oklahoma. Our boy, are we going to be talking about him getting fired after the season?
No.
Porter Moser?
No.
He's got time?
He might be in right now. They're clearly a bubble team right now.
They're like, so disappointing every time I watch them. What was it, TCU that just beat the shit out of them?
Yes.
Yeah. Lock for me, but
they might be the best team in the nation.
Yeah, but Oklahoma, I mean, no fight.
Alabama's a tough team for me to handicap. I feel like every time I pick them or fade them, I'm completely screwed. Thought they would get a nice win against Mississippi State. They were completely sleepy in that game, couldn't pull away, even though Mississippi State can't hit a free throw to save their life.
I think that's one reason why you might want to go with Oklahoma. And you might want to wait on this. I think the line might creep. But
I want to be contrarian here.
But look, Mississippi State and Oklahoma are kind of similar basketball teams.
Yeah.
Chris Jans, defense first, just like Porter Moser. And Moneyline Max, you know, he mentions this a lot, why you never trust Alabama in the NCAA tournament is because when you go up against a great defensive coach, they shoot a lot of low percentage shots. Yeah, they live by the three.
They're an NBA team.
They shoot a lot of low percentage shots. And when you play a super slow defensive team that limits your possessions, which I know Oklahoma's going to try to do, I'm going to take the Sooners. I think the Big 12's the best conference. I think they're going to make a statement on Saturday.
So we're doing this super early. Obviously, Saturday college basketball games get a lot of action. There's no way this is still 5.5 tomorrow morning.
I'm thinking it's pregame. Up, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's like seven and a half. Yeah.
I mean, right now you got to take Alabama. I think there'll be much better numbers for Oklahoma coming.
All right. So
I'm on Alabama.
Okay. You're taking Alabama. Colby's on Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Boomer Sooner.
Let's go.
I'm worried about our guy. Should have stayed in Loyola Chicago. Next up, 11 a.m. tip.
Alabama here. Also, I was going to say 6-0 on the road, but I still like Oklahoma in the points. That's way too much.
It's not time to fade Alabama yet. We're going to fade Alabama in their SEC tournament. It's going to be a great spot. We're going to get like a huge dog upsetting them. And then the same thing, either round one or round two, we're going to be fading them on the money line in the tourney. That's just, they're going to lose to, like you said, the team with a plan is going to beat them. Iowa State, the team with the plan has to have some athletes though. Iowa State, they're heading to Columbia, Missouri, 11 a.m. tip on the West Coast. Missouri catching 1.5 here at home. This is an auto play for me. Missouri is in a place where if they're catching points at home like this all day, this is a well put together team that's going to be, I think, underrated. I assume they'll be in come March, Colby.
Yeah, I mean they got to make sure they still win.
Let's keep everything together, but yeah. They're going to be a team that we're going to get some value on because people just forget Missouri's in the SEC.
You got to love the spot on this because now Iowa State has been awesome this
great
year.
Great team.
Awesome.
Coming
this
off
year.
A big win but against K State. As I said on the show, Kansas State would cover. They did.
Wow, okay. Great job, Sean.
I rarely like to bring that kind of stuff up, though you guys kept jawing at me, calling me crazy. This is the perfect time. I'm with you, Kramer. This is the perfect time to fade Iowa State. And yeah, I mean, I know Missouri isn't great on the offensive glass. I think that would be something I would be concerned about.
Is there an injury for Missouri?
One of their reserves. He gets some solid burn. Trey Gamillion has a groin injury. Must have had too much grape nuts.
Missouri really good at shooting the two ball. 6th ranked in the country. And then obviously, you know, I'm a free throw guy. Huge, huge, almost a full 8 points better than Iowa State. If you're making them a small dog here, I think it's Missouri all the way.
Well, what's great about this one too is these two teams were in their original Big Eight members, so this is a rivalry game. Colby, it's coming back, baby. Colby, let's go. Give me Missouri. Let's go. Yeah,
we got Big Eight talk here.
Yeah, let's go. This means something.
And just to put final stamp on it, like the reason we like them, you know, I watch their guards and this game will be, I'm sure Sean will be by guy. Make sure Sean has eyes on this game so he can start falling in love with this Missouri team.
Have you watched Iowa State play defense this year?
Yeah, they're a good team.
Incredible defensive team.
Is it going to be lit in Columbia? Perfect. Give me Missouri, Mizzou, as they like to say. Yeah, I'm gonna
bring your crack pipe.
I'm predicting.
Bring your crack pipe.
What is Missouri to win the? I guess you probably don't. I want to bet on them to win the postseason tournament, the SEC postseason tournament.
So everyone's on Missouri.
Oh, huh? Discord has another pick, huh? Is that two or three?
Two.
I believe Kiwi's asking in the chat, do we know if Kobe Brown is playing? I just looked at an injury report and I did not see him on it, so I think that. This is college athletics, though. If you've been following,
yes, sir.
Like Kiwi, if you've been betting on UAB with their star player Jelly Walker, they just leave him off the injury report every night, and then he doesn't play.
There's no rules.
So you think he's not playing, or you think he's playing, and he's not playing.
Is there a reason to be concerned about Kobe?
I mean, he's a fucking beast. So no, if he doesn't play,
is there a reason we would think he's not going to play?
I think he plays. This is a big game for them. This matters in this town.
I don't know if this is the same Kobe Brown, but I Googled it and it's the plate of all this different kind of meatballs.
Looks
wings.
Delicious.
Really? I mean, just based on that, delicious. I'm giving Mizzou. Yeah. All right. Noon tip on the West Coast. We're heading to Madison, Wisconsin, a place Colby, it certainly will be lit over
lit,
there.
Lit.
Do we have a
lit.
Jump around sound drop? Let's go.
Jump around.
They can artificially manufacture litness there. Wisconsin. Oh. No, it's college, Sean. They wouldn't be drinking. Most of those kids are underage.
Drink Wisconsinably.
Yeah, just only cheese. They get drunk on cheese. The Illini laying a point in Wisconsin. Whew. Bit of respect. Some serious respect being paid to Illinois here.
Yeah, and I don't get it here because Wisconsin lost to them by 10, but they didn't have their best player arguably.
Yeah. They were without Tyler Wahl.
Yeah. And now they get him in Madison and Wisconsin just got their ass kicked by Maryland. I am all over the Badgers here.
Wisconsin's only home loss in conference was Michigan State without Wahl.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a game where, you know, I feel like it's appropriate to maybe bring the old Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, why is that?
Have you been to the great state of Wisconsin?
It's too much cheese. It's fried cheese.
It's hard to avoid.
You like your cheese raw, hippie?
Benedict Dantold saying this is a Courtney Love game. He thinks it stinks. He thinks Illinois should be laying more. What would you say to that, Colby? I think this is just a situation spot. Wisconsin plays clean basketball, especially at home. Not great offensive rebounding, but it's just going to be an ugly, grinded out Big Ten game with Wisconsin edging it out in the end.
I mean, it makes sense to say that because you could say, like, if you were just analyzing the rosters, you would say Illinois is just so much more talented, but it's like Virginia with Tony Bennett. You know what I mean? Wisconsin kind of plays that style of ball.
They got a plan.
321st pace in the nation, 349th pace in the nation.
Yeah, they wear those stupid red and white striped things, right?
Limit your possessions. No, that's Indiana.
Get over yourselves.
And look, they don't turn the ball over. They're first in the nation at protecting the rock. That is why they're efficient and they're going to win this one coming off the loss.
It's going to be one of those games that doesn't make sense. I think that's why the number doesn't make sense. No, I'm in Wisconsin. That's what I'm saying. Discord gets the one that doesn't make sense. Good luck with that, Discord. 1 p.m. on the West Coast, Waco, Texas, Baylor Arkansas. The Gus Bus, the Mus -4.5. Baylor.
Arkansas has been kind of falling apart. They've lost 5 out of the last 6 in the SEC. Baylor, 5 straight conference wins.
And Arkansas is 0-4 on the road. And look, Baylor was like a team I feel like in the month of November that I think I probably said on this show that I was like, they're off this year. No, Scott Drew's doing Scott Drew things. They're on fire right now. They won 5 in a row.
Doesn't Baylor just light them up? Yeah. I mean, second in adjusted offense. They can just, this is a nightmare matchup for Arkansas.
Yeah, if this is in Fayetteville, maybe you could convince me to take Arkansas. Another thing is, you know, Arkansas has been hit by the injury bug. Mekhi Mitchell's a game time decision, and Smith is out, Brazil's out. So give me the Baylor Bears to roll.
I mean, you know, Arkansas's defense is good, 13th in adjusted defense, but I don't know, man. Baylor at home, who's fucking with
they're
Baylor?
They're red hot right now, man. They're red hot.
35.8% from behind the arc, 8th in the country in offensive rebounding percentage, a nice 4-point percentage difference at the line. Like, this is the Sean Green textbook game.
How many road games has Arkansas won?
I don't know if they have won one.
Zero.
I mean,
that was a good guess.
They've won a couple neutral site games, but
are we all loading up on Baylor?
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, Arkansas, love Arkansas, but this is a horrible spot for them.
Before we get to the rest of the game, shout out to Underdog Fantasy. That's right, underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. Sign up there, get involved. They got the sweet Battle Royale games going for the conference championship. It's like DFS meets fantasy. They also have the Pick'em games, over under for the Pick'em. Very fun. Again, it's essentially player props you're parlaying together. Great way to get down if you don't have traditional access to player props. All you got to do is underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN, 100% deposit match on first deposit, promo code SGPN, underdogfantasy.com. Kramer.
It's pretty easy to blow through your underdog stack once you find those props. I mean, come on. All right. Next up, 1 p.m. here on the West Coast, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which there's another game going on in the state of Pennsylvania this weekend on Sunday. That Temple's got a big one. Miami, Florida comes to town. Pittsburgh laying a point here. Perhaps the
let me at him.
Is that John Chaney? He's doing John Chaney.
Breaking news: the 49ers fans put a 49ers shirt on Rocky. That has That is just the ultimate jinx of all jinxes. Thou shalt not mess with the Rocky statue. Anyone who's done it, they've lived to regret it. And they immediately got
Rocky. I might have to take the Eagles now, man. I know I was thinking of maybe I'll take the Niners.
That's right up there with the.
I think I might got to switch
the Cincinnati mayor in his cringy video where he's saying, "You should take a paternity test."
God help them. If
somebody slaps some Skyline chili on that fucking guy, huh?
That's it. I mean, honestly, when I saw the Cincinnati mayor asking for the paternity test, it was I thought that's pretty funny, but also like, wow, you said that publicly. Patrick Mahomes probably heard that. Miami is catching a point. I think Duke probably regretting that they let the wrong guy go to coach their program because the guy coaching Duke sucks. And this Jeff Capel, he was one of the
Who said they've let him go?
Is this part of the plan? He goes back and fixes what John Shirehood got wrong.
John Shire definitely sounds like a character in Robin Hood, right?
He's horrible. When does Coach K come back? You know what? We don't even need to talk about this. I know it's a Miami Pittsburgh game, but when does Coach K come back?
It's not gonna happen, dude. No? He needs some stem cells. Unless he's down there in Panama.
I can't wait till we get Jay Billis on again and just be like, how's Coach K's gardening going? You know he's itching to get back.
It's like
when Jay Leno left the Tonight Show and they're like, no, Conan's the guy. You know, it's cool. Let Conan host the show.
Yeah, remember that?
And then 6 months later, they're like, Conan's rating sucks. We're bringing Jay Leno back.
That is true. Oh man.
So what do we think in this Pittsburgh game?
I mean, this is a old Big East battle. You got to like this one, right? Right. Real money back when your Hokies were in the Big East.
This is it's a classic.
back to the days of Constantine Popa. If you remember him for the Miami Hurricanes back in the day, Miami's been good. You know what? I'm going to take Pitt. I think Pitt at home will be rocking. They're still alive. This is a huge game in the ACC too.
Well, and you talk about ACC, Miami leads the ACC in field goal percentage. I think there's enough shooting on Miami's team to carry them to this road victory. 10th in adjusted offense, 29th in the nation effective field goal percentage. I think they can just outshoot this Pittsburgh team. And I think they're going to pull away from them. I see the angle and Pitt being a small home dog, but I'm taking Miami here Pittsburgh's the favorite. So I'm taking Miami in the point.
I told you, I believe that crime pays. Remember beginning of the year, Dior Johnson punched a cop.
How's that going?
Well, for him, it's not going good, but the team has been playing really good. So my theory has been proven correct that crime pays. Give me the Pitt Panthers to get it done.
Yeah. I mean, this is a home road thing too. I think Miami has, let's look actually before I say something stupid, but does Miami have a good road win?
Oh, that Florida State win against the rivals. That's pretty impressive.
That doesn't fucking count.
That stadium was empty.
Florida State is horrible at this point. Well, Miami's used to playing in front of no crowd. I don't see. They beat Louisville on the road. They beat UCF on the road.
Even that
Notre Dame on the road. Coach is tapped out. Yeah, this is a tough spot. Give me Pittsburgh. I know the ACC. We were all over Miami in the last
ACC.
Some say the best conference in sports. Hofstra.
Oh, how'd this make it?
Heads.
We were. Colby was like, I got 14 games. I can't get rid of any games.
New segment.
Should have added in Florida Atlantic. You guys are really holding back. Let's do a timeout. Is there a flag on the play? We need a flag here.
New segment to start every show.
Flag on the fucking play.
Colby brings 14 games and we only pick 12 of them.
I just thought that we were a reputable name in sports gambling. And I thought we always wanted to push the envelope and do more. Sean's like, cut this down. Cut this down. I can't talk Florida Atlantic.
They've only won
20 straight games.
You and Sean, the accountant.
Come on. I like that. Bring up Lehigh if you want to talk about
1 p.m.
small programs that are dominating.
1 p.m. on the West Coast. Speaking of programs that are dominating, heading to Charleston, South Carolina, where Charleston's laying 6.5 against Hofstra.
Drinking town. We need to go here too.
Is Charleston the best school in the nation?
I mean, they did take down your Hokies.
They did.
They did take that. I mean, they had North Carolina on the ropes for a little bit, and then North Carolina opened it up in Chapel Hill. But I mean, what, they haven't lost since November 11th.
They lost to Notre Dame or to North Carolina, and that was like the second game of the season. This team is dialed in. What seed are they going to be?
Well, if they keep winning, I mean, I would say pretty fucking high. I would say like a 5 if they keep winning. But this is their last real test, in my opinion. Like, I mean, really? Yeah, you could say, don't they get at Delaware, which maybe you could talk me into. You don't
think Elon will be a tough one?
No, they're terrible.
I'm in Delaware.
This is the big one here, and Speedy Claxton, former San Antonio Spur, the head coach of Hofstra, and they have a baller at guard, Aaron Estrada, not Eric Estrada. I know you're a big Chips fan, Sean.
love cops that ride motorcycles.
This is why it's going to be interesting, is because the guard play of Hofstra can match and probably is better than the guard play of Charleston with Estrada, Thomas, and Dubar. Estrada
put up 40 against Elon.
That's what I'm saying. I think we have a live dog situation here. I think this is like a one possession game, man. Give me Hofstra and the points. Sprinkle a little bit on the money line.
I'm with you. I mean, off Estrada alone, I think that this spread's too high.
Full disclosure, I've not watched a ton of Hofstra this year, but
they're bad at offensive rebounding, but they can shoot the three.
They're bad at all rebounding.
Yes.
They start
four guards.
But that can be a problem.
That's what happens.
But that allows the other team to score a lot of easy buckets.
That also, though, can be an advantage for a small ball can be hard to adjust.
Charleston also, as someone who watched them play my Hokies, who like to shoot the three ball, they defend the three line pretty well. So I'll leave those bits of information with you.
13-0 at home in Charleston. This place will be lit.
And you guys can sit with your Hofstra plus 6.5 and feel good about your closing line value.
Lay the points. CLV.
That's just a reckless play right here. You're going to give your clients fucking Hofstra.
Yep.
Fun fact.
58% on winner on locks this year.
Who's this? You?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, Sean.
Thank you.
I didn't see that in the rundown this part of the show. 3 p.m. No, touting was at the top of the show.
And in the middle when applicable.
3 p.m. 3 p.m. on the West Coast. Knoxville, Tennessee. Big one here. Texas.
The Barnes Bowl.
Yeah, the I used to coach there. Now I coach here. Bowl. Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Vols laying 7.5.
They played last year. Do you remember what happened?
What happened?
Texas won at the buzzer, 52-51, in a true rock fight.
We like rock fights on the basketball court. We're seeing all the early money is coming in on Texas,
as it should probably. Yes, that's a big line for this matchup. Both teams are incredibly good defensive teams. And that's why it's a bit shocking that the number is that big. I mean,
Colby's really impressed with the size.
Texas scored 80.5 points per game, and you're giving them 7.5 points. Well, this is the line that stinks.
Mm.
But I'm taking Tennessee because it
stinks. It does stink a little bit.
Stinks. I'm not falling for it. Tennessee's number one in adjusted defense. That's the thing that's getting overlooked here.
You're saying the number should be smaller or bigger?
It should be 8.5. Should be Tennessee's going to win by 10.
Wow.
Horns down.
So your power rating has it at 8.5, huh? Not 7.5.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, you could make a case that Tennessee's due for some regression behind the arc. On the defensive side, because they're holding opponents at, 21.7% from three. The record is 25.3%. So at some point you think some of these guys got to start hitting some threes. But again, Texas isn't going to put up 80 points. Not against this Tennessee team in Tennessee. Horns up for Colby.
Horns up. Sprinkle a little bit on the money line. This is a game. This is a game.
And specifically, these are fun matchups. And now that we're starting to tinker with the March lasers, these are fun matchups come March, because you know what's going to happen in this game that's really going to frustrate Sean and his fucking Tennessee Vols. Watching this Texas team turn them over and turn them over and make things difficult. Yeah, let's go. Give me Texas. Horns up.
Horns up, baby.
Horns up your ass, Sean.
All right, everything's bigger in Texas, including the blowout losses. Let's go, Vols.
Wow.
That was a good.
Did you see In and Out came to Tennessee for some reason? Didn't actually click on the article, but I was a little annoyed. I was enjoying being part of the exclusive West Coast.
You weren't happy with your fucking Sonics? You know what I mean? What else they have?
They
there?
Eat barbecue there.
What's the White Castle?
Oh, whoa. So slow your roll on White Castle.
Do you like White Castle?
I mean, it has a place in society.
No, I wouldn't say it's
gourmet food, but if you're drunk and it's late night, yeah, White Castle's great.
Sure, but In and Out's better.
Oh yeah, not even close.
Okay,
what? Colby was just trying to start an argument. You see that right there?
Yeah.
He's in his happy place when he's arguing.
I do.
All right. Next up, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, Blacksburg, Virginia. My Hokies are back.
Cuse.
If you log in, Sean, you would notice that there is one college basketball system loaded up into the other than the first half unders.
Really? In a modeling
system? It's Virginia Tech as a large home favorite, and it says to fade them.
Yeah, it's a horrible spot. Syracuse, again, they played a hell of a game against UNC. Kind of got jabron by the refs there with the flagrant. Luckily, the
ridiculous call.
Luckily, the ball don't lie, and Syracuse covered if he got the 4.5 late with some CLV, as I did. Now,
CLV?
Closing line value, Colby. Oh, come on, dude.
Thought that was a new name for an NFL stadium.
Play the Benedict music. Colby got the ultimate Benedict right there.
Colby pretending like he doesn't know all the greatest tout terms. I mean, this Syracuse team
doesn't even matter if I win or lose.
This Syracuse
closing line value.
This Syracuse team is for real. They're gonna get into the tournament. Gerard is a legend. And
is
you
he
can't,
a kid? Is he one of Jim's kids?
You cannot take Virginia Tech as a big favorite. You can't.
It's true.
It's reckless.
Normally, I would agree with you, but
Cuse is shooting 37% from behind the arc.
Colby and I did a deep dive on this.
Cloudy with the touch threes.
Colby and I did a deep dive.
Be raining down on top of you.
We figured out what was wrong with this Virginia Tech team.
We did.
Last time they played Syracuse, Virginia Tech, 3-19 from behind the arc.
Hunter Couture not playing. This team is 0-for. I believe it's 0-for-5, Colby.
Yep.
And the rest of the time, I think they have three losses. So he's playing in this one. I'm going to disregard the system.
Yep.
Mike Young says he feels like the team is on the right path. And, you know, they just got to hit their shot. They got the right type of offense to beat Syracuse.
And I think Moneyline Mac was on to something. He said Boeheim's never been the same ever since he hit that guy on the road.
Wow. Who knew the college basketball experience was so dark?
Maybe that's why he got taken off the
air. Yeah, Jesus.
Did this happen? I thought we talked about current events, right? Right?
Yeah. Well, not really current events. It happened. You know, how many?
Well, it's current if he's bringing it up.
It's true. That's something an old guy would say. Anyway, yeah.
So you guys are both on Virginia Tech, laying 7 points at home.
Serious question though: is Joseph Girard a son of Jim Boeheim, and that's why he's sticking it out one more year?
Dude, have you seen his ability? The guy, he's the squirreliest dude on the team.
Jim's favorite kid. Just had a different mother. Don't tell your mother.
Hey, look at it. This stadium's gonna be rocking. You know, it's a basketball school now, right? Did you say it?
You know, Coach Pride, he has had a couple of posts on social media that I'm looking really hard at the upcoming season. I think the Hokies could surprise some people. They are a basketball school. Castle Coliseum is a small little dope venue. Lots of wood.
The White Castle Coliseum?
Not the White Castle Coliseum, but if there was White Castle in there, it would do pretty well. Kansas, yeah, we're on Virginia Tech. Sean stupidly is going to stick with his his fucking pussy ass private communications school from upstate New York that plays in a dome. Kansas heads to Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky.
So much slander in that.
5 p.m. on the West Coast. Kansas catching a point and a half here. Calipari seems safe for now.
But now they're favored against Kentucky.
No. Kansas is catching a point and a half against Kentucky.
No, sorry. I mean, now that Kentucky is favored against Kansas.
Yeah.
That to me is like an overreaction. I think everyone's saying he was going to get fired and the program sucked. That was probably an overreaction. And now it almost feels like we've overreacted too far the other way when they're favored against Kansas.
Well, and I think you got to remember last year, what did Kentucky do? They went to Kansas. Remember, Kansas won the national championship and Kentucky embarrassed Kansas. I am sure that the Jayhawks have forgot about that.
Kansas has lost three in a row. This isn't it doesn't matter the players, the coach, the team.
Buddy.
They're not a program that loses four games in a row.
This is a revenge spot, man.
And you throw in the revenge motivation.
Yeah.
This is the kind of game Ashley Judd shows up to, though.
Yeah.
No extra bump.
I mean, come on. What was that movie? U.S. Marshals? What'd she do? Double Jeopardy? All right.
Double Jeopardy.
I didn't mind Double Jeopardy. Smart.
Dude, this is the game that Papa John shows up to.
No. All right.
For all the pizza.
You think Papa John and Ashley Judd have had a little
What do you think Shaq would do if Papa John tried to show up?
House.
Shaq wouldn't care. He's like, all right, cool. How much money you want for that?
Kentucky number one in offensive rebounding percentage.
Oscar Tshiebwe doing that.
That's certainly a concern, but you know, Kansas's defense 16th in adjusted defense. Like this is just a classic situation spot. They're not going to lose four games in a row. They shoot better at the line and they're fired up for revenge.
Colby, who are you taking?
I'm taking the Jayhawks.
I'm all over the Jayhawks.
The minute they got the way that they got beat in the fog last year, I was like, oh, next year when they play, there's no way that Kentucky's going to win this game.
Kevin McCullough was there for D-Gen Madness, huh?
Yeah, Texas Tech.
Remember that guy? Yeah, give me Kansas.
Let's go.
I've been having a fun time seeing some of the names from D-Gen Madness. Still in college basketball all these years later.
It's like a brand new sport, isn't it? With like guys that are 38 years old.
I don't mind it at all. It's way better than the NBA at this point. Well, just a horrible product.
At this point.
Ohio State heads to Indiana. Big Ten matchup here.
Discord with the Kentucky minus 1.5. Oh, add that to their sheet.
Sean, I love how you've adopted the Discord bit. It is a good bit. Ohio State, Indiana minus 4. I mean, Ohio State, they're all over the place. So I'd prefer to not be betting on them in any sort of situation.
And how about the Hoosiers? I mean, injuries, all of a sudden Trace Jackson Davis says, this is my fucking team. Yeah. I mean, what?
That's college basketball. That's how it works. You know, I don't want to, obviously everyone knows youth sports coach here, But a lot of times these teams with young people, it takes a second to figure out the pecking order. And once they do, they take off. And these are like these two teams are like going in complete opposite directions.
Trace Jackson Davis, 25 points, 21 boards in his last outing.
Dog.
Whew. That is getting it done, folks.
I mean, Ohio State's just really shitty on the road. How do you have any confidence in this Ohio State team on the road?
They're very inconsistent, and I mean, lately they've been shitty. So it's hard to think they're going to snap out of it for this one. The crowd will be lit, 8 p.m. local or 7 p.m. local time.
I mean, look at this. The game,
Indiana True Basketball School.
Ryan Hasty in the YouTube chat says, "Imagine Kramer coaching up your 10-year-old LFG."
Oh, I'm a good coach.
Yeah,
I'm better coach than I am handicapper.
Like wow, Ray Hanley.
Oh, much Ray better than yeah. Ray must go. I attended multiple games and chanted Ray must go as a young person. Just, I mean, imagine trying to follow Bill Parcells and being that kind of pussy.
It's a tough spot. Tough spot.
He was. We used to. There was a chant that was something along the lines of "run, pass, punt." Like that was what Ray Hanley was known.
Football's
for.
Back, baby. We need Hanley now.
Colby likes the run.
We need
run.
Hanley now.
Colby right. was watching the 1988 Super Bowl. Just amazing punt.
He yeah. goes, "Can we push back the start time of the podcast to halftime?"
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, guys. You have all this there for you. All right.
There is something like just beautifully romantic about Colby not understanding how on-demand products work.
Yeah, or the internet. But as long as we got that, we're good.
Yeah. All right. Indiana, Ohio State. No way I'm taking Ohio State. So
no, you just can't take them on the road.
Yeah. Who's your daddy? Let's go.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I was just asking that question about Gerard and Boeheim.
Time for the lock dog and bonus lock. Kramer, you're kicking things off. What do you got?
Do I normally go first? Okay. I guess I'll go first. Lock number one, West Virginia -4. Lock number two, Missouri +1.5. Dog. Oh, you said it stunk. Give me Texas. Let's go. Big 12 for the win.
Okay. For me, what are we gonna do here? I do like.
Feel free to copy any of mine. They're good picks.
Baylor -4.5.
I didn't hold back any of the good picks.
Baylor -4.5 for the first lock.
And by the way, Sean, people are really enjoying the video I took of you walking across the street with our iced coffees today. So thank
they,
you.
I mean, they know an alpha when they see one. Other lock. I'm gonna say
there are also some great Easter eggs in that video if you look closely.
What are the Easter eggs?
I mean, so, you know, just some of the decoration in Eagle Rock.
Oh yeah, the Ursula, the homeless lady behind us.
She should pick a better spot because that gas station almost went up a couple months ago. You know what I mean?
There was a shootout or a holdout.
The adjacent corner might be a little safer.
Guy tried to blow up the gas station.
Yeah. He threatened to blow it up. He didn't actually try.
There was a standoff.
There was a standoff for multiple hours. All right. So I'm going Baylor -4. I'm going to actually have to go West Virginia -4 as well. Steel Kramer's lock. And then Xavier on the money line. Love it. X going to give it to you. Colby, what do you got?
Let's go for the first lock and the most important lock, they say, Sean.
Interesting. You put more weight on your first lock.
We're going Kansas +1.5.
Oh wow.
They've been waiting for this for a year.
Yeah, that's
true. I'd like that.
I don't
second lock. We Small are going dog. To take the Texas Longhorns +7.5
on the lock. Okay.
Yeah. Money line play. Okay. Let's go with the Hofstra Pride ending that Charleston streak. Let's go.
I don't mind that one.
Let's go.
All right. Now for everyone's new favorite segment, AKA our round robins. Rockin' Robin.
Been to a Red Robin before, Sean?
It's been a while.
Hey, I already solved the puzzle. If you guys,
what do we got? Xavier. Okay.
No. What do you mean?
I don't have. Oh, Xavier.
You're selfishly just putting your dog in there. So you're thinking about you.
I thought Colby was.
I told
on
you I solved the riddle as a team.
Let's go. What do you
Kansas, got? Kansas, Wisconsin, Missouri.
Kansas, Wisconsin,
They're all short dogs.
I like it.
Tiny dogs, but it'll do for the round robin. Hey, thank you as always for tuning in. Kramer and I will be back live for the Sunday pregame show for conference championship. Check out the conference championship props episode we just recorded with Katie Mox. We got that youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast pregame show kicking off 11:30 Pacific Sunday. Toss us a nice rating review over on Apple Podcasts for a chance to win a sweet $100 SGPN gift card.
Check out the XFL Gambling Podcast.
XFL Gambling Podcast just
gonna give it to you.
That wasn't approved.
Orion saying thanks, SGPN TCE. CBB is the best.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Sean, see you at 11:30 Pacific time on Sunday.
Kramer, let it ride.